This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Deep Spawn.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Gary, it's just a beholder.
Or it's like just a Shoggoth.
Oh, yeah.
We already
have the Shoggoth beholder.
This is Shub-Niggurath.
Okay.
This is explicitly a Lovecraft monster.
Yeah.
Because it is, creates new body parts and then creates creatures from itself, which is what Shub-Niggurath is.
I'm going to throw this back to you as well, because you're giving this away, much like I gave away the Death Knight song.
Oh, I guess I did. Yeah. Because there's not that much up to until that point.
There really isn't. So what's that?
He's bigger than I initially thought.
Oh, what's his size?
I know like a 20-foot diameter.
Jesus Christ.
Or 14-foot diameter. Tentacles up to 20 feet long.
Good God. Yeah. I like the way that you encounter them, because they sleep in silver blankets.
Yeah.
They hide under treasure.
They love riches. They sleep with golden shrouds, and then they put their tentacles up to fool you into thinking like, oh, this is just a tentacle. non-associated tentacle. I'm not going to worry about this. However, the tentacle is actually attached to this friend.
It is a snake. Yeah. What tail I can't see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you find out that you're standing on this big globular monstrosity, which then spits out a bunch of your loved ones, which it had previously eaten. when you were saying I gave away the hook, like this entry should give away the hook.
Oh, it should.
Like, by far the coolest thing about this thing is that once it eats something, it can spit out unlimited copies of it that are totally obedient to it. That's rad.
Very much so. So, like, just imagine your party being picked off one by one by this thing.
Yes.
And then, like, you know, finding them, saying like, oh, we've got treasure, and then having to fight your way out of it.
A spawn grows in 1d4 days, varying with the size and complexity in a deep spawn, which must ingest meat, vegetable matter, and water or blood to fuel the quote unquote birth. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, please.
Well, here's your adventure hook. One of these things rolls into town, or maybe like they're digging
like a Katamari.
Yeah. maybe they're digging a well and they break into a cavern with one and gets assimilated. Basically, like, this is a hook for a body snatcher.
Oh yeah.
Kind of story.
And there's this lovely, like, when they first they can't use the creatures they create aren't proficient for a little while. When they first start, they can do things clumsily. So like, you go down to the well, you're looking for old Murray. Murray emerges from the shadows and is just like, let us continue dig, and then kind of like wildly swings his pick, ineffectually mining. And like, something's off about Murray.
He just slams into
your head.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Man. And then you send down your adventures and you have this thing. Like, this is an adventure hook in a monster. You can only do it once per, like, really even just per set of players, not even campaign.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is a good high level monster.
Yeah.
I like Swan.
Yeah, Deep Spawn's pretty good. I came around on him real quick. If a Deep Spawn life is written, it hurls caches of seized weapons as missiles, unleashes any magical items it has, and tries to escape by any planned route. Which is weird, because its morale is elite. So why would it do that?
It has to be really, really outnumbered.
I suppose.
It's just, and the idea of it, like, I have no idea how it locomotes. Like, at all. Like, it just, like, I don't know if it Katamari's, we were joking about it, but just this thing dragging itself around and then just slowly giving birth. Like, giving birth is one of the grossest things that happen. That's a miracle. I think it's the grossest thing we consider to be a miracle.
It's the grossest miracle.
Yeah. Like, it's one grossest miracle 3 years in a row. Like, just this, it's just like, I need to drink more blood to create this thing. And then it constructs it in its body.
Yep.
Like, you have to have sufficient bone and meat to, like, remake this thing.
Yeah.
So it's not even like a version of your friend that's made up of the same stuff. It's like a homunculus of, like, orphan ninjas and tears that the deep spawn drank.
Well, I mean, organic 3D printers are going to revolutionize the realm of Kryn.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Invest today. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.